This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
Houston, we got a show.
Go Loopos.
Landry Locker and John Lopez.
The cream rises to the top, and when it comes to cream in this city, Alex Bregman is the creamiest of them all.
Landry that Locker, sounds a little creepy.
John Lopez.
God, Figgy, save Figgy. That,
Figgy. Let's get a little creepy.
Alex Bregman is the creamiest of them all?
He's the creamiest of the cream. The cream rises to the top. Alex Bregman is
Why
the creamiest of them all.
Why do I get a feeling we're going to hear that again?
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader.
What up, dog?
There you go. Yeah. Mark that, Figgy. Go ahead and mark the hell out of that.
Sports Radio 610.
Happy Monday, John Lopez. When it comes to cream, In the Loop is the creamiest
we
of the
are,
cream when it comes to sports.
We are
talk.
The creamiest. You can always talk about us that way. We're the creamiest. Happy Monday, everybody. Man.
Happy Monday. There's a lot going on. You know, normally they say June is the dark days of sports. Mm-hmm. Not in H-Town, because we are very blessed. We have an owner who likes to talk in the NBA. We have an agent of a coach who likes to combat what that owner says. We have 14 weeks. Yes, 14 weeks until the Houston Texans open their season Monday night in New Orleans.
14 short little weeks.
14 weeks, 98 days. Less than 100, man. Less than 100 days until the Texans open their season. I cannot wait. It'll be here before we know it. They're on the practice field as we speak. We're actually going to hear from the assistant coaches tomorrow. So your guy Tim Kelly is going to come out there and talk about all the great ideas he's got for this offense.
All the plays he's going to call.
All the plays he's going to call. We're going to get that. And, of course, the one thing that never changes around these here parts.
Oh, I know where you're going.
Is the Houston Astros just simply win. All they do is win, no matter what. Two out of three.
No matter what?
They struggled. If there's anything I want to nitpick about the Astros, they did struggle to complete a sweep.
It wasn't as beautiful as it should have been.
Two out of three.
You're like a Warriors fan.
You can make your living winning two out of three, but they finally completed a sweep over the weekend. It was a fun time in Oakland. Is that the biggest dump in baseball, by the way?
That's a big dump. And all the seagulls started taking a dump, too, in the middle of the game. You got to wear a hat when you go to a game in Oakland. That's for darn sure.
Yeah, that was really weird. That was almost like a scene from a movie yesterday when they capped off the sweep by
those
winning in 12
peppering
innings,
people in
6-4. Just crazy. Just absolute disgust out there in Oakland. A lot of people consider it the worst ballpark in all of sports, the worst venue, which it's hard for me to argue. I can't say. When sewage comes down like a jail cell, it's hard to argue, but I've decided that after every Astros weekend series, I'm going to do something that I'm going to call the Bellhop Roundup.
Mm-hmm.
Four bags, Mr. Bellhop. We're going to go through all the home runs hit this weekend for your Houston Astros, and it's some surprising names here, John Lopez. They did not hit a home run yesterday.
Right.
Again, we're
they gave up some home runs yesterday.
They did not hit a home run yesterday. However, they did hit a couple bombs over the weekend, and we start Friday, top of the seventh, with the Astros trailing 2-0 and nobody on. Josh Reddick, four bags, Mr. Bellhop. Top of the eighth with the game tied at 2. Derek Fisher at the plates, four bags, Mr. Bellhop.
Derek Fisher drives one deep to center field. This ball is heading out, and the Astros take their first lead of the night. Fish hits a seed to left center field. It's 3-2.
So just two homers on Friday. Then on Saturday, Josh Reddick at the plate. Again, he likes to play those A's.
Yeah.
Top of the fourth, four bags, Mr. Bellhop. And then Robinson Chirinos, four bags, Mr. Bellhop on Saturday as well. Houston Astros keep winning, John Lopez. And what makes it even more impressive, no Carlos Correa, no Jose Altuve, and no George Springer. And the Astros, with all these guys that we've barely even seen, just keep getting dub after dub after dub after dub. 20 games above 500, John. 20.
I'm telling you, I got to watch some more AAA baseball, man. We need to take a little road trip.
No, I'm good.
Who? The AAA Astros are better than half the teams
better than
baseball.
This. You're better than this.
Dude, look what they did yesterday.
No, but you're better than that. You don't need these AAA jokes. You heard what the baseball messiah Alex Bregman said. He said these guys belong. Quit calling them AAA guys.
I know, but they're going to be back in AAA, in short time. I'm just saying it's a compliment. Look how good they are. They come right up and don't miss a beat. And they changed the entire – Bregman also said this, and he's 100% right. They changed the entire dynamic of how the Astros win baseball games. Yesterday, what was it? Straw had 3 stolen bases?
Yes, that dude's fast.
That dude is a real fast dude.
That is one fast white boy. Deceptively fast. Deceptively fast white boy. And this is another thing. Mm-hmm. This Stubbs kid behind the plate.
Another
that dude's
guy.
Got a hose. Mm-hmm. I almost think this guy deserves to be on the big league club. I think you could get rid of Stassi. He's also a left-handed bat, but that dude's got a little gun. He's about 5'9" behind the plate. Derek Fisher yeah. Looking pretty good. And you got to say this, John. We're talking about the Astros and how they need to make a move, and this team needs to make a trade. Maybe they need to add an arm.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if Derek Fisher's looking like this, I mean, I know he didn't look good last year, but this when the guys do get called up, if Derek Fisher goes back down, his trade value is higher now than it was before. He's showing that he belongs in the big leagues.
Make no mistake, every team in baseball is noticing what's going on here. And all three of those guys, value has skyrocketed. And that's why I was, just kind of half. I'm not going to drive to Round Rock, don't get me wrong. But I was kind of half serious about it. I got to watch some more AAA baseball.
You are not going to watch any more AAA baseball.
They're that
Quit
good.
Lying.
Those three guys you just said are going to be playing AAA baseball.
Yeah, but you're not going.
No, of course I'm not.
Yeah, don't exaggerate.
But what I'm saying is it's a compliment to what they are and the depth that this organization has. Yordan Alvarez is not even coming up. And according to Jeff Luhnow, may not come up for a while because he can't learn how to play first base to the degree that they want him to. So – make no mistake.
Luhnow did say it was a matter of time, though.
Said it was a matter of time, but he hadn't adapted to first base as much as they were hoping.
They're walking him a lot. Let me ask you this, because you're an OG.
I love this. I saw you tweet this.
Is it okay, is it fair or foul for a minor league manager to walk someone as much as Yordan Alvarez is being walked?
I think it's fair. It's not ideal, but you're still trying to win a baseball game. You're still trying to get these guys in game situations, including guys – Alvarez, how are you going to learn how
to? But I just feel like these guys are trying to get ready. I feel like there's a different layer to this. I don't think you should be walking a guy this much.
No, I feel like there is a different layer to this, but you still are true to the game. You know what I mean?
True to the gizame?
To trying to win the gizame.
Stopped in the projects just to find an ounce
and you
of cocaine.
There is a slight benefit for a guy like Alvarez that's being intentionally walked like that. It's also practice. Maybe expanding the strike zone.
Talking about practice.
Maybe expanding the strike zone in a game situation with a runner on second or third. You know what I mean? So you're still learning because you're going to be facing that in the big leagues too.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you on a Monday. It's freaking June, man. Can you believe that?
It's June.
I mean, I'm not a guy that just comes in and says the date at the start of a show
because the
date is. It's right there on your phone when you get it, but... dude, it is freaking June of 2019. Where has the time gone?
It's just flown by.
Is this an age thing? Is this me getting old?
Well, you know that science been. I've told you this has been scientifically proven.
I'm telling you, kids, right now. I know. Mm-hmm. I know you're off from school, and I know usually you're listening to us when you're in class, and we appreciate that very much. But you got a little bit more free time, and you don't have to be as sneaky with it. But kids, I'm telling you this right now, and I'm 100% serious on this. If I can't teach you anything. Let me just tell you, normally you roll your eyes when your dad or your uncle or your grandpa tells you that time flies as you get older. It's true, man. Like, it's really so true. You really just need to wake up and smell the coffee and just enjoy life because I cannot believe that it's already June, John Lopez.
It just flew by. And by the way, it was a hot mofo Saturday, man. It got hot.
I was sweating through my shirt first time in a while.
It got hot.
I went and ate crawfish with Mike Meltzer.
What do we got, like about a week left of crawfish season?
I didn't eat any crawfish, but he was eating crawfish. It's just too much effort. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Figgy. I know that's your thing. I know that you've adopted the crawfish culture since you came to Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
Too much effort for me, man. I apologize to all the people. I can already see the text line going nuts on me. That's just too much effort.
Maybe you'd like them if you could put some ranch dressing on them.
Nah, you don't need it. I mean, it's good once it comes out, but that's just way too much effort for me, Figgy. Corn's good, though.
Come on, man.
I'm just disappointed.
Enjoy
you,
the meal. Enjoy the atmosphere.
I'm
the,
trying to enjoy the meal, but I got to dig through a freaking critter to get it.
That's man, you from Texas.
And it's just
man,
a little thing.
I can't believe you saying that.
And it's just a little thing. I got to dig through the critter just to get like a little taste.
It's part of the event. It's part of the process.
It's smaller than a sweet tart.
You appreciate it more.
It's smaller than a sweet tart, and I got to go through all this effort, John.
They're damn good, man.
They're okay, but it's
they're
not worth that effort.
More than okay I mean, if they're done the right way.
Come on, man.
I feel like you've never had great crawfish.
No, I have. I have. Trust me. I have.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. You know, I got my country roots and stuff. I have. I'm just saying, man, as I get older, it's just too much effort, man.
Mm-hmm.
I like it right there. There's nothing better than when there's like a crawfish entree, though, when you can get you like a souffle or
etouffee.
Something. I said souffle.
You said souffle, but.
What am I supposed
sure,
to say?
Sure. I believe you that you've had great crawfish now. crawfish etouffee, not crawfish etouffee. Souffle.
Okay, I don't know where the hell souffle came from. What the hell is a souffle? 713-572-4610.
You lost all credibility on your crawfish take.
No, I don't want credibility on crawfish take because, quite honestly, it's too much effort for the reward. Honestly, like you can have that with you. You can have that. 713-572-4610. Go ahead and let me have it for that. Figgy's in there looking more disgusted than he's ever looked.
I am too.
Figgy was a host last week, by the way. His sister came in town, so he got to show her around town. It was nice getting to see the roots of Figgy and how that is. Apparently, she loves Houston so much she wants to move here now, right, Figgy?
How about that?
Yeah.
Am I putting your business out there too?
No.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
I put more out there than this.
Okay, I'm just making sure because I don't want to put your business too much out there. But we touched on it a little bit. Texans on the practice field, John.
Mm-hmm.
14 weeks, man.
That's the amazing thing. Within just a matter of what now, 40 days or so, we're going to be in training camp, 45 days?
Yeah, less than that. Like, probably
right?
Like 50 days, yeah.
Yeah.
End of July.
That's
end of July, we'll be there.
And once you're there, man. Once training camp starts and then you got all the colleges in, you know, reporting, they started reporting this for summer school this past week. So, no, it's here, man. It's time for football.
You know baby. What? You know what? I'm starting to feel something. I'm just starting to feel it in the air a little
mm-hmm.
bit. I know that Cecil is way more connected to Clowney than me.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's no disputing the relationships that Cecil has are second to none. I'm starting to feel like Clowney's going to be at camp.
No,
I really am.
I'm
starting to feel like JD Clowney is going to be at camp.
No, you're just hopeful. That's wishful thinking.
No, I'm really starting to feel it though.
You can feel it all you want. He ain't gonna
fluid,
be at camp.
And plus, it's fluid, and you know emotions are
well,
always.
Well, if they
high
give him a contract, that's a different story.
I think he's going to be. Playing under the franchise tag, and I think J.D. Clowney will be in camp.
Nope.
At some point.
Not going to happen,
at
Figgy.
At some point.
Absolutely not.
He will be here. He will be here before the week of the season. You want to bet?
Well, of course. He said he was going to be here the week of the season.
No, I think he'll be here before that. You want to bet?
Like the last week of training camp doesn't count. That would just be him, you know, getting ready for the first game.
He'll be here before the preseason concludes. How about that?
Before the preseason concludes.
Before the preseason concludes, J.D. Clowney will be at the facility getting ready.
See, that's
for the
a little
season.
Dicey, too, because the last game's on a Thursday night. He might get there before that's over. If you say he's going to be here before preseason, you got to bet.
I mean, okay. I'll take it. I think he'll be here.
What a sucker.
I think Clowney.
One born every day.
I think Clowney will be on the sidelines at the first preseason game. Now, give me the second.
Well,
Give me the second.
You're moving the goal
line. I won't move it anymore.
Give me the second
preseason.
But this
game.
All started when I said, if you say he'll be here before the preseason, you got
to
bet.
I know, and I'm trying to meet you in the middle. Give me the second preseason game. Give me the second preseason game. I think Clowney will be here.
We'll kick that around.
I think cooler heads will prevail, and J.D. Clowney will be here before the second preseason game.
No.
I don't have a bet?
Not going to have. Not yet. Not
okay.
yet.
All right. We'll ask John McClain tomorrow how he feels about it. John McClain's going to join us tomorrow, the NFL Hall of Famer. He's out there doing his thing right now. Nobody works harder than John McClain. It's a blessing to have John McClain on this show. It's a blessing to have him as the face of Houston. It's just a blessing to have all you people. It's such a good Monday. Such a great time. Congratulations to all the kids that graduated getting to enjoy that first week of summer. It's always the best.
First day of summer, man.
Always the best. You get to wake up a little bit later. You stumble in, and then next thing you know, in a week or two, your parents are going to be telling you, why don't you get a job, Johnny? So just enjoy this week with us. It is the first week of summer. It is In the Loop. There's a lot going on in Houston. We always appreciate you listening to us right here on Sports Radio 610 and the radio.com app. Carlos Correa and his fiance released a statement over the weekend about his
Lord.
Fluke injury.
Oh, my God.
and it went about how you'd expect. We'll hear it and break it down next.
I don't need to say anything more than that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.